Yesu yebaza bana bakatonda.
Praise Amen. Jesus, children of God.
Kulikeyo mukumusinza nokumutendereza.
Welcome back in from the worship and praising of him.
Kakana tugira tuyimusememeza feri mukama.
Right now we move lift our souls unto God.
Yesu yebaza bwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mirobidi twasinza nga twenyikide.
In eras before we used to praise sorrowful.
Olw'okusinza gwe tutamanyi.
For worshiping the one we don't know.
N'olw'emitawaana emingi egyatwolekera.
For the many troubles which were on us.
Naye mu biro bino.
But in these days.
Kyetusinza tukitegeera.
What we worship we understand it.
Kubanga bw'asooka tutegeeza omwoyo w'amazima.
When he first tells us the spirit of truth.
Mpaatume 17:19.
Acts 17:19.
Timunnange nno kye musinza.
That what you worship.
Ate mukitegeera.
If you don't understand it.
Zekyenzize okubategeeza.
It's what I've come to proclaim to you.
Kubanga Katonda yakola eggulu n'ensi.
For the God who made the heavens and earth.
Tabira mu nyumba ezazimbibwa n'emikono.
He doesn't live in temples built by human hands.
Era taweerezebwa na mikono ng'eyeetaaga.
Not served by human hands as if he's in need.
Bwe twasa okukitegeera.
When we first understood that.
Yatuma omwoyo we mufe tubeere yeekaalu ye.
Sent his spirit in us to be his temple.
Tuwulira amaanyi mangi agamusinza.
Felt much power to worship him.
Emirundi giri egyasooka.
The eras before.
Twasinzanga Katonda w'omukifo.
Worshiped the God of the place.
Era ng'owulira omusinza alabika ali eri.
And you felt the worship team all perhaps. Around.
Ng'ali mu kifo ekyo.
And is in that place.
Naye nga tali mu ggwe.
But is not in you.
Eka ng'owulira okusinza Katonda ali mu ggwe.
Let me tell you to worship.
Ate nga gw'otambuliramu ate kyawukana.
In you and
your family. Kisikira omutindo gw'okusinza n'okutendereza.
The level and praise of worship.
Kubanga omuwulira ne mu byawandiikibwa ng'akulukuta.
Feeling the scriptures as it flows.
Osinza ebyandikwa bijja mu ggwe owulira nga mwogereziganya.
As scriptures flow you hear you speak with him.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kale kwegamba n'osinza ky'otegeera.
And you worship what you understand.
Naye abasajja abaali tebakutegeera ne bagamba ka tumuzimbire ennyumba.
The men who never understood him and they built him a temple.
Anaabira ng'omu tunamusanga omwo ne tumusinza.
That you will be in there and you will find him worship him there.
Naye n'agamba nze ndi ku mitima gyammwe.
And he said I'm on your hearts.
Muggulewo.
Open for me.
Yingire tusobole okukola dina ffe natulyeko ffe natunyumye.
And we dine together.
Onyimbiremu nga nange ndi wamu naawe.
And me too I'm with you.
Kale kankano tulaba kye tusinza.
Right now we see what we worship.
Yali muguru.
And is the one in heaven.
Ye Katonda waffe.
He is our God.
Yali mufe.
He is the one in us.
Yali wansi wensi.
The one under the earth.
Hali kwegamba olaba nga wonna waali akuwulira.
Now you see wherever he is, he hears you.
Era onaddukawo okuva eri omwoyo we.
Where you learn from his spirit.
Oyo gw'asooka okutuma mu ggwe.
The one who first sends in you.
Kale n'okakasa obukakafu
ddala. And then you prove the proof.
Osooka n'owulira ebyandikwa nga byogera.
You first hear the scriptures speak.
N'ogamba mazima ebigambo bye yatugamba gwe mwoyo gwe.
The word tells us are spirits.
Gwe bulamu.
They are alive.
Osooka okuwulira muli ebyo.
You feel them flow within you.
Kale n'olyokosinza mu kusinza okutuukiridde.
Then you worship in the worship which is perfect.
Wayogerako nti ayagala abamusinza mwoyo ne mu mazima.
Which wants those worship him in spirit and truth.
Era abakuba ebivugo ebirimu ku ddoboozi ly'ennanga.
Those who play the harps with the voice of the harp.
Yes, yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So tulabanga tugenda kati tuyimusibwa emmeeza.
Get lifted up our souls.
Omanye ebiseera ebisinga twasaba. Zabbuli ezimu ng'ogisaba n'ogamba.
Many times we pray to
Kama nkusinze emmeeme yange gy'oli.
God has lifted my soul unto you.
Naye nga tomanyi ne ogiyimusa otya.
You don't know how to lift the soul up.
Obulo ogikwatako ogiyimusa.
Almost about to touch it and lift it.
Naye nga teyimuka.
But never raises up.
Nuraja nina wansi nkusinza.
And you weep down on the floor, Lord, I worship. And my soul is lifted up.
Nukaba maziga na inga. Ulira wani tuuse wali.
And you shed tears of feet would have reached that there.
Umanye vyo tuwabi. Tawasinza akobote.
Didn't you worship like that?
Nuwani kemi kono.
And you raised your hands.
Na inga tumukuata kwa inato muulira.
Don't touch, neither feel him.
Hey, abasinza ako mungeri yo ndoza
mu njuri. Those who worship like that you remember.
Ndo tufunga uri yagala wandi mukutte ko bamukutegeera.
You would have touched him in understanding.
Who wandi mukutte ko mukukiriza.
You would have touched him in the faith.
Kali wandi labye ngo gudde maso.
At least you would have felt his presence.
But
sometimes we lie down on the floor like that.
Ugachire ukagudde maso kene katomanyi galigati ya.
But you don't know how his presence appears.
Ngamukama mfuke meme ya.
I said, Lord, I pour my soul before you.
Imagine if I was
you, I would pour it before God.
I didn't know from Mamoko, they saw Katonda Mugwe.
Out the castles of God.
Yeah, one, Kwabo Musinzanga,
those scriptures. But you just light them. Lord, I lay my soul before you.
Abambaya Furanga no
Kwabo. Others used to crawl on the floor.
Who did you get a walk in your come out? Take it out.
As if you wanted God to understand you how. Don't hear him, and after that it's finished.
Let
me wait for the tomorrow experience will come. In the presence of worshiping God. Sometimes you check out of it.
We
get out of it. We are already. The name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. And by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa. And the Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We
base
in this new generation, and that is this ministry, a new generation with the full knowledge of God, to bring unto you still the journey of heaven, my journey and your journey. The journey of those who lived before us, and we who are living now, and those going to be coming. Here in the details, we are still in the city of God.
What is your summary and detail?
There is a summary for the journey and the detail.
Now,
here in the detail, in the full. We are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. When I speak like that,
it
means the rim below will finish there. We left the planet Earth and we got out of it. We saw other nine planets. We went to the kingdom of the stars, which is in the firmament of the heaven.
We
also saw hell, the bottomless pits. The bottomless pits, the prison of God. And we saw the sexual appearance of heaven, the last created heaven, which is called the fourth heaven, in the rim below. We used the northern door. And we entered the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's found in the first created heaven, in the rim above. Even though that rim above, there we find three heavens, but we are still the first created heaven. The first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Right there we find the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. It's where we gather from. Praise Jesus so much. We've studied much on this city. Right now we still see the seven seals of the seven groups of the angels. In those seals, we have to see four major things. Four major things. To understand every group of the angels, and the seven spirits making fullness of the Holy Spirit, every group the specific spirit it works through. The second thing, to understand the type of horse and the chariots by which the angels move, through which they pick the saints of God from the world. The type of horse and the chariots, we would have called the type of cars of heaven, the horses with wings. And the chariots beautiful indeed.
We
have to know the other third thing. The living creature. Among the four living creatures we hear of. Yet they reach to the total of seven living creatures. Every living creature in charge of every group among the seven groups of angels. The fourth thing. On the 24 elders, four elders who are responsible over each of the seven groups of angels. Yet when they join the total, we see as if one group doesn't get elders. For 24 elders, four only got the six groups. As if there's a group which is not gotten. The seventh group.
But
it has the ancient elder. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are called the ancient elder. Don't you hear that 24
elders?
Those who are ancient.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
So if you not pong it up with the seal,
all those who to understand them in the seal of the seven groups of the angels, we are trained by the living God to reaching the measure of Christ.
Instead,
we look at the seventh seal. Is it not that? The seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord. That known as the Holy Spirit. And the seventh group of angels. The angel of the seal of God. We see the seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord, who is known as the Holy Spirit. And the seventh group of angels. Angel of God is still.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. We are going to be winding up that part. I know if God handles for us, in the next week we shall begin the type of horse and the chariots.
We
move on, get light and understanding.
Tell
you no lies will ever happen again in the Church of Christ.
For the knowledge
of God and His glory is sent us like today.
God's
already built us a church will never be shaken by the foundation of hell. And the one saved,
it's not
required of them to fall in hell.
Yes, we have
a
good way.
Because of ignorance,
God
saved because of ignorance, you felt in hell.
The
foundations of hell shook you. You did get strengthened.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
So,
and when we look at the seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord, that known as the Holy Spirit, and the seventh group of the angels, the angel of the seal of God. Remember, all long as we study the seven spirits of God, which appear in the form of the lampstand, which appears like that, just as in that image. Revelations 4:5, it explains at these words. Most of the time we repeat these scriptures because they have not been much in people's hearts and they've never entered them in there. Even here they have never heard of them. Even others see they have never heard. This is the time of seeing and at the same time hearing and to enter them in the heart to be written in there in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's read and we hear. Revelations
4:5.
Yes, you have praise Jesus so much. We have been seeing the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which make up the seven spirits of God.
As
Revelations 4:5 tells us, he saw the seven lamps
which
are shining before the throne of God, the lamps of fire.
And
they tell us they are the seven spirits of God. Ever since the apostles be filled of the Spirit, just as we too we yearn today, in the Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, that there appeared a great thunder roaring,
abatume bali bakunganya
the apostles that gathered upon them came tongues of fire and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. We all don't know which type of spirit filled us,
would
that be us to be filled of.
Yes,
we
have
praise Jesus so much.
But
then we move on and understand that word like they explained the book of Revelations, Revelations 4:5. I saw seven lamps of fire and they are blazing before the Lord and they are the seven spirits of God. Those lamps explain the sign when it began to appear in the world in the book of Exodus, Exodus 25 and verse 31 and the 32. When God commanded Moses to make a lamp stand, and he made seven lamps of them, as you see how the lampstand is, we come getting revealed of those words. And we understand Moses, the things he saw, Prophet Moses, or the teacher Moses, or the judge Moses. According to the gifts he ministered through. Holy Spirit explained us in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. Moses saw images of things in heaven.
He
was able to bring them to us in the era's past. One of the things he saw in the images of things in heaven
is
this lampstand. And the one who saw it indeed in heaven, the servant apostle John, in the book of Revelations,
and
he told us the seven lamps of fire, those blessed before the Lord, they are the seven spirits of God. Now ask me, on behalf of my colleagues, those who've been serving God in this world, mostly the apostles and the prophets, to bring the book of remembrance on their behalf, as they brought and ministered through all of them, join up for you all the truth by the Spirit of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is called the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible. Join up all the truth as it's been passing through the apostles and the prophets to reveal them to you in their fullness. Now, the seven spirits we speak of, they are what make up the seal, and their names are these ones down here in Isaiah 11 verses 2. What meaning in this word? We join up the apostles and the prophets.
We
move on and understand the seventh field we studied. Let's read and hear. Isaiah 11, verses 2. We have on them the Spirit of God. This day it is seen, we are seeing.
We can
see all the seals of the six spirits. Some of those
which
are joined on by the Spirit of the Lord to make up the fullness of the Spirit of God, the seven spirits of God. Now this day we are looking to the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
What
you are to move on know of him in this seal,
they
are going to move you, strengthen you in ministry,
able
to serve and minister with the angel of the seal of God. Know one of the last extreme commands of them, which can prove you are a child of God or not.
But
if you want to serve God,
then
make the men and the children,
you
are going to understand them in this seal. You strengthen, and how can you do that? To prove you are a child of God,
and
to prove the men you preach to, that indeed they have become children of God. okakasanga tewali n'omu agenda kukubulako. Prove that none of them is going to get lost from you. You know that seal the Lord moved within it. And it reached to say, all those you gave me, none has gotten lost. Except the son of perdition. How do you prove whatever they have given you, none has gotten lost? You're going to know this in this seal. You're going to know them working with the angel of God's seal. He's the one sealing those proven to reach in heaven. And after you minister like that, and you say, I prove, O Lord, I have redeemed.
And
I've redeemed myself by your spirit. I've reached my brethren's home. Truly, it's interesting. It's interesting in your show to reach your colleagues' home.
And
you too, you've reached. As you see ourselves here, we are in the gospel of
God. And
don't
only
knock to reach the city.
We
are all there. Don't you think it's interesting? But the one wants to understand
it,
he must know the seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and to work with the angel of God is
healed.
First, you preach your brethren and yourself.
And
you've all reached heaven.
And you see, remember
we started as if it was a joke. But see, we are right. Thank you for overcoming.
Yes, we have as we
praise Jesus. Time we are to prove it like today. Yes, you have to study seals of seven groups of angels. What is that you're studying? These are words given those determined to serve God. The motives just as God looks at them. How to prove you reach your as God wants and you reach. You know, the Pharisees stand on the door to the kingdom. They never enter. And they hinder the one entering. They don't hinder you physically, you don't enter. Them
to
not hinder themselves, you don't enter.
There
are things lacking on them.
You
prove whether they have entered.
And
not hindered anyone to enter. You may not even know you hindered your colleagues.
Yes, we have as you
praise Jesus.
What
can help you as a child of God? The seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord. You can reach into it to prove whether you reach. When you reach your colleagues they've given you in the kingdom of heaven, reach to speak that none got lost except the son of perdition. This is a very great word. Let's read all the seven spirits, we finish them. But we are majorly to look at the Spirit of the Lord and the seal of the Spirit of the Lord. Isaiah 11 verses 2.
No moyo wa mukama gulibera kuye omoyo gwa magezi no kutegera omoyo gwa kutesa na amani omoyo gwa kumanya no kutia mukama.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much.
Tuzi kulaba siri yo moyo wa magezi.
We see the seal of spirit of wisdom. And the first group of the angels, the angel Michaels of warfare, the seal of spirit of understanding, and the second group of the angels, the angels Gabriel, those who spread the word of God,
receive
the seal of spirit of counsel, and the third group of the angels, the angels of scale, as their last extreme commands are. And we saw the seal of spirit of power. And the group of the angels of power, those of the chains, the angel of death and hell, the last extreme commands for them, those who
can't
go beyond as we serve God. And you must fulfill them to prove that indeed you are a servant of God. You've seen the spirit of knowledge, or the seal of spirit of knowledge, and the group of angels, the angel of creations and the water, and some of the commands, and some of the great things considered. And we ended and we had seen the seal of the spirit of fear of God and the group of angels of fire in the last commands in the lake of fire to melt the spirits of the rebellious and things like that. But this day we look at the seventh seal of the spirit of the Lord, that known as the Holy Spirit, and the seventh group of the angels, angel of the seal of God. When we read in Ephesians 4:30, they tell us the Holy Spirit is the one who seals, because it makes his fullness, and they are the seven spirits of God. We find that the seals are seven. Let's read Ephesians 4:30. Ephesians 4:30.
So temuna kuwazanga moyo mtukuvu wa Katonda. Eyabateesaako akabonero okutuusa olunaku olw'okununulibwa.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuna kuwaza moyo mtukuvu.
We shouldn't grieve the Holy Spirit by whom we are sealed,
okutuuka ku lunaku olw'okununulibwa,
reaching the day of the redemption.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
And
when we know the Spirit is the one who seals, we first understand that His fullness, He makes the seven spirits. And then we know the seals makes the total are seven. But both seals, they first appear through the Word of God. Anytime you open and you get revealed, that seal gets onto you. Deal of the scripture, and take off its seal and you understand, and it gets on you, and it proves by the Spirit of God that this is a child of God. When you read Revelation 5, verses 1 to 3, they show us the scroll with the seven seals. Revelation 5 from verse 1.
Nendaba mu mukono gw'oyo gwa ddyo. Nendaba mu mukono gwa ddyo ogw'oyo yali atudde ku ntebe. Ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne kungulu. Ekisibiddwa ennyo obubonero musanvu.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yaraba, ekitabo kya Mukama.
He saw the book of God,
ekitabo ky'omuguru,
the book of heaven,
ekyatuweebwamu photocopy,
out of which we are given a photocopy,
Bible gye tulina ku nsi,
the Bible we have on the world.
Ekitabo ekyo kyogerwako nnyo mu Isaiah 41:14.
That book spoken much of in Isaiah 34:16.
Munoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama.
Look in the book of the Lord.
Musome.
And read.
Right now
we are opening, we are looking in it, we are reading. But remember, after you get the seven spirits of God, you can get off those seven seals, and you know the sacred words, those in the scripture as of truth.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. That's why the next verses he explains to say this. Revelation 5. Revelation 5 verses 2.
Nendaba malaika owamaanyi ng'abuulira n'eddoboozi ddene nti asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
Ani?
Nti ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
Yabuuza ekibuuzo.
He asked a question.
Ani ayinza okusaanira okuba nga atubikkulira
obubonero omusanvu, the seven seals,
obuli ku kitabo,
those in the book. In that time, the beginning of Eddie, 2018 years passing now, getting backwards, we had no one who could take off those seals
to
get the revelation and understanding.
2017
years back, of the eddy. With the Lord Jesus took off those seals, we began to get the much light of revelation and the understanding which is full. But the ability comes when you have the seven spirits of God.
For
they are one who made seals on all the scriptures, and it's required of you of the spirit of truth in his fullness. Like they tell us in verse 6, Revelation
5:6, ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe 7 n'amaaso 7 gy'emyoyo 7 egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna. Olunyolw'omusanvu n'ajja n'akijja mu mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'oyo atudde ku ntebe. Bwe yatuula ekitabo, ebiramu 4 n'abakadde 24 ne bavunama mu maaso g'omwana gw'endiga, buli muntu ng'alina ennanga n'ebibya ebya zaabu ebijjudde obubaane, kwe kusaba kw'abatukuvu. Olunyolw'omwenda ne bayimba oluyimba oluggya nga boogera nti, osaanidde okutoola ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo, kubanga wattibwa n'ogulira Katonda olw'omusaayi gwo na buli kika n'olulimi n'abantu neggwanga.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Welcome for Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
We are becoming your messenger.
When he appeared with the seven spirits of God on him, which make up his fullness.
Nasani ukubanga jako siru. Kubanga umoyo kejini yazikora.
God wanted to take off the seals, for the Spirit himself made them. All scriptures in the Spirit of truth, they were gathered by the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Those
which pass through the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of power, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of fear of God, and the Spirit of the Lord. And it means
the
meaning of words sealed like that. You yourself to hold that Spirit in his fullness,
that
can take off the seals to make you know. You know the word to take off seals or to take off the mark.
It's
the word to open. See what's inside. We read scriptures as you see them here. Can't open to understand what's in them.
Let's
one amazing thing on what concerns the seventh seal. The seventh seal is the seal of the Spirit of the Lord. But if you move on to open it,
there
are things you see inside it and you get surprised. What you see in it are written in the Holy Book. Let's read Revelation 8 verses 1. Revelation 8 from verse 1.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'omusanvu ne waba akasirikira omuguru nga kitundu kya ssaawa.
When
he took off the seventh seal, you know, all seals, as you've been seeing them, there is no silence which takes place when we open them. When you open the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven. Why? You know, it points directly to the Father and the Son. They first get silent and they wait what is going to be speaking. When they tell you don't write them, you don't write them. Yes, there are words of being careful about. And they go silent for half an hour. But this is what followed. Revelation 8 verses 1.
Olunyolw'okubiri, ne ndaba bamalayika 7 abayimirira mu maaso ga Katonda ne baweebwa obugombe 7.
N'alaba bamalayika 7.
And he saw the seven angels
abayimirira mu maaso ga Katonda,
who stand before the Lord.
Mukasiriikirira awo.
In that silence,
olowooza kitaffe n'omwana baali boogera
biki? You think the Father and the Son were speaking what? And the Holy Spirit is the one who seals. And how can you dare get to know them?
Yes, we have a win.
Praise Jesus so much. Remember all things in this seal. You're going to know them, those who spoken in the time of this silence. Some of the great commands which God the Father told the Son. The seventh trumpet is sounded.
This
free, as we've been preaching it to the prophets, must be accomplished. And all secrets must be revealed. The silence which was there, even in the world, it happens. Most so in the time of the last trumpet about coming. There is a silence as if God is not there. And people do the things they want. The false prophets increase.
Truth
arises when it's much powerful.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
if they open the seventh seal and you hear there was silence, there are great words. If God is going to speak them before thinking,
he
first calculates centuries behind
and
ever since he began to exist, what's not yet fulfilled.
And
you release something out to speak. And the angels of this group, angel of the seal, there's going to be a destruction to happen. If that silence happens, stop. Wait to destroy the world. There are things not yet done. What happens there, you can be surprised. This means what? In this life, as you're serving God, you try to still fulfill all your works. And you
try
to see, you perfect the saints of God. For those things which even made the end be paused a little. Perhaps it would have already come as Christ has just gone in heaven.
Angel
of your seal came told four angels holding the world. Wait to destroy the world till we have sealed the children of God. Right there, there is much. All the works have they been finished? When you preach the gospel, you preached as it's required that they get sealed of God's seal, or you just keep preaching.
He's
just speaking. One man was speaking yesterday, said he was in the dogs on one channel called 44, and he said the big demon, it beat Goliath down. And David went to cut it in pieces. When we read this one through the stone called Jesus and it struck Goliath,
we
got surprised.
You
didn't get much surprised because still you expect that you remain understanding what moves on. And he told people, you two cut down that demon.
Just as
David cut it,
Goliath
struck Goliath down. They began to cut the demon in pieces.
You
may be ministering, but things you make God's children do, and they are not on the standard of God. And
they
are not going to cause your prayers be answered. You know, any prayer of the righteous
ends
with saying, God, I want to reach where you are. And you avenge the evils on the world.
kubikulirwa esula ya munana onyolo okusatu.
Revelations 8 verse 3.
Ne malayika omulala najja nayimirira ku kyoto ng'alina ekyotezo ekya zaabu n'aweebwa obubaane bungi alyoka abuteeke mu kusaba kw'abatukuvu bonna ku kyoto ekya zaabu ekyali mu maaso g'entebe. Olinnya olwokuna n'omukka ogw'obubaane ne gulinnya wamu n'okusaba kw'abatukuvu nga guva mu mukono gwa malayika mu maaso ga Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
The angel of the seal. The angel in the seventh group. He has to prove. You know, in the silence are many things in this seal. You must prove no prayer of the saint has not been answered. But no one is going again to demand God.
That
this God I asked that you never did it.
In
the seventh seal, many things are considered.
We are going
to move on and understand well.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
In
all ministration you minister in your life, you overthink. If you serve with the angel of God is still, angel in charge of the prayer, you see that he checks through them. And this
is the
child of God. All God's not reached seasons. Let me go ask and receive. Imagine all your prayers, they told you wrong things. You know, in this seal, you have to be careful. Those who pray, you teach the children of God to be holy prayer. And they hold the incense in them.
Not the Catholics.
Of those censers they hold and burn. The
aroma
of knowledge.
And
when they pray, there's an aroma of knowledge. We shall get explained. We have to get the parts of the seal. We have seven angels holding seven trumpets. The silence. Silence is the first. We see seven angels with seven trumpets. We see this angel of the seal. The one who answers the prayer. And he must seal the saints of God. And that prayer has been acceptable before God. Before they move on to devastate the world. You know, no saints has remained. All of them have reached home.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
So what do you think among whom where is that?
We as children of God, we are called to minister and serve our people. None of you see that here you are not called to serve. If you are a part of Christ's body, you test on your body. Is there a part on your body you have and it was not called to work? You have that they call and never works, except when it just died. But when we come to be on the body of Christ, we must compare ourselves in that way. And we look at our physical bodies. And we ask ourselves, what
part
was put on the body and it has no work to do? Is it the nose? Is it the palm?
I didn't speak or to record.
Now you stand up and sit on your stomach.
And your ease of Gambachina because that
kind of thing. Maybe he has no use.
There are
those saying these lashes. Cut them off, see what they will call you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So no resting you got with his
of that are servants of God. The seventh seal, we understand many things. The seventh seal of the Spirit of God. And the seventh group of angels. Angel of the seal of God.
All
the other things you had
there. But
this angel joined them up
in
his kids.
What work and what I take at Muni or Uganda Bakaja? A kid, a sambu, Akaji, a tour box. Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Nazikunganya Katiawa, Yokujikoram,
when he comes to work out still.
According to the Kalam Yokuwa,
we use the writer's kids.
We gamba. Now
he gathers all scriptures written in you. And he moves on to make that seal for you in them.
Which
in a precious stone.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. But to compare these seals and how they are.
Man.
Most people can say, what can we do to see them all as they appear in this seal? This is what you have to understand, that the words of God, they are purified 7 times. And they pass through the 7 spirits.
There
are those calling in the spirit of God specific to glorify the Father and the Son.
And
to prove only those the children of God, they get the seal of God.
Look
in the Psalms 12 of verse 6. He speaks this
from
the words of God.
Psalms
12 of verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama bye bigambo ebirongoofu. Ng'effeza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus
so much.
The words of the living God, these are words which are flawless.
And they
are purified 7 times. As you see, the face perfected.
Now, there are
those which are under specific the spirit of the Lord.
To
understand, you must be knowing of that seal that is made of the Spirit of the Lord.
You
need to hear the last extreme great words, which involve even a moment of silence.
There
are times you read a scripture and you're meant to first get silent. And you get its revelation, for it goes far. That silence which happens. I told you there are 2 major things which are involved in there. There is a searching. All the scriptures, whether they have come to pass. There is a looking. Every prayer of the saints, it's been answered. There is a
stopping.
If they have not come to pass, to pause the end.
The end would have
come long time.
And
every time he looks in, and he sees, let them wait, it's not for tomorrow. But who are those troubling the curses of God? Usually his children is ministers.
You
know, he told Joshua in Joshua 13, now Joshua has gotten old.
There
are many more territories to conquer. Don't want you to be a stumbling block in this ministry.
It's
you hindering the end to come. There are works meant to fulfill, and when they look at them, you have not fulfilled them. All those who can know them in the 7th seal of the Spirit of the Lord. To see everything come to pass. For it's written, none of them will lack its merits. None of them will fail to come to pass.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
what you have to know, the seal of the Spirit of the Lord,
both
checking things not yet fulfilled until they have come to pass.
But
I don't want to be a minister who hinders the fulfillment. After you
hinder
you, you'll reach end up in hell.
I don't know your swag. Atono Yoswa.
Joshua was almost about to fall in hell.
And
he had worked to read into them. But he asked God to have mercy on him.
He
spent time and seasons wasting them. You
know, maybe
you think every day you're yet they only see you only done 2 days in a week.
Maybe
they see only 3 minutes. Right, what? And after that, you're perverting from Frank. Now you'll get old and they then. You are in so many years, you're struggling for walking like that. Reach every day, you are not meant to sit. Let's read in Joshua and we see.
Joshua kuminasa tonyoli soka.
Joshua sulaya kuminasa tonyoli soka.
Joshua 13 from verses 1.
Bwe wanabanga wakati mugwena. Joshua sulaya kuminasa tu olinyoli soka.
Joshua 13 from verse 1.
Joshua yalinga akadiye nga yakamala emyaka mingi. Mukama namugamba nti okadiye wakamala emyaka mingi. Naye wasigaddeyo ensi nyingi nnyo okuliibwa.
Kakati Yesu okaddiye banna.
Now Joshua got old.
Kakati kwetebirizaamu ezensi yalina ziwangula ddi.
Now who and when was he to conquer those lands?
Omaze emyaka mingi okaddiye.
You've taken many years, you've gotten old.
Ne Katonda za complaining naye mutufu Yesu okaddiye.
God has been complaining, did Joshua have gotten old?
Kale gwe weegambe ko weegambe.
Now you speak that yourself.
I've
spent many years, but I'm not fulfilled.
And you,
Joshua, you're old.
Times
you've wasted your things in your time.
You to fulfill the scriptures
in this world.
Yet
it's you out there wasting your time.
You are climbing
mountains praying what you don't understand.
God preaches,
tells Joshua, you've gotten old.
Indeed,
I see you are old. Yet,
God
sees you are old, you prove indeed you are really old. For God respects and renews the youth of the old. Even if I renew your youth, you can no more handle. Gotten old and broken. Yet there are still more territories to conquer. Now see how you delay us.
You
had things to fulfill, you didn't fulfill them. This is what I tell you, what you have known in the seventh seal. The Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Spirit. And the seventh group of the angels. Angel of the seal.
There
to see works are finished if you're holy. You've been sealed, it's done. If it is written, it's been fulfilled.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
But
see, you're traveling God. You're out there getting old. That's why some men,
they are old,
are bald with bald heads.
We don't just
use them, but their heads are like that.
Now
they have to stand, yet ever since they began standing, they speak meaningless things.
Last
time ever since they preached for 4 years, how many is in heaven and is reached none in heaven? And they
said,
try to see where they go redeem others. The man is old.
He
died on the pulpit.
Maybe
you can correct what mistakes.
Then
you fill up your work you're meant to do.
Imagine
teacher Isaac. You are old, you are dragging your skin, come preach here. Even you don't know what to sit on the seat, we sit you down here like this.
And
you can't sit even well, you sit like that.
Yes, we must you
praise Jesus. What you were to do, you did do that.
And God said,
you have to reach heaven.
Because
you have to fulfill, you didn't fulfill.
Malaika
that.
Wasiru wagamba na fetu na bitu kiriza bali indeko.
Any of the sisters will not fulfill that wait.
Yali no kureta abantu chikumi munguru.
Had to bring 100 people in heaven.
Na yet, she had not wanted to be able to.
But it's overtaken to them.
No, oboru muna wa chitundu.
Perhaps a half person not reached yet.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
So,
Binji,
you know, we to get his own
things. You have to look in that word.
So, we'll talk on a board.
If you don't do that,
it
make the heart for you appear in the kingdom of heaven, even to reach the others there.
It's
required of you preach the gospel, prove the gospel you preach, and they get the seal of God. And you too, upon every word, you are pleased of God. It's to say,
seal.
They seal. They put the seal upon it. You know, they tell Daniel. Now, Daniel sealed those words.
You
get your way and get unrest.
You see,
reach a time, they tell you, God rest the remaining for others.
And
we ask the living God to help us.
And
we started the seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord and the seventh group of the angels, angel of the seal of God. Not the last extreme secrets which are needed in this life. You as the one preaching and those you preach to, what are the great things considered most? The last extremes to prove indeed where the one of God seals him. Preach the word, child of God, the words of the word of God till they have the seal of God. You may waste their time.
Pray
they can waste your time. Did you even
know
of that? You can fellowship in vain. You can worship in vain.
That
means if they worship me in vain,
even
those teaching, they are teaching human words as they want to be held. They teach the commands of people. Waste time in things like that. In this seal is where they check you from. And they say, used to hear human words, and they didn't want the words of God. Now, in the seal where great last commands come, which come from the Spirit of the Lord,
you glorify
the Father and the Son.
They
check and they see.
The
one who ministered to them spoke their own words.
He
subtracted, added in the words. And he twisted the word of God. And they got destroyed and destroyed the many. It's a place to be careful of
mass.
For we need the seal of God. Right from our hearts, in the inner man, and in our minds.
It
comes through moving on hearing the word of God.
Yes, we have
been. Praise Jesus so much. When we speak of the seal of the
power
of the Holy Spirit, the proof of the Spirit of the Lord, that indeed you have the word of God in him, and you are filled, and you are proven to have the Spirit of God.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, bigambo, you know, kwe gende,
now, the words you have to be careful of most in the service of God,
but
not of the many who enter the kingdom of heaven. And it attaches to the seal of God for not having this seal.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri esula esooka olunyo lwa birimu
olumu. First Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 21.
naye atunyweza fawamu namwe mu Kristo era yatufukako amafuta ye Katonda era yatusaka kabonero natuwa musingo gw'omwoyo mu mitima gyaffe.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atukakasanga tuweereza omanyi obeera oweereza.
No, when you're ministering.
Naye atukakasa.
But the one who proves us.
Ye Katonda.
That is God.
Ngatufukako omwoyo we.
As he pours his spirit on us.
Atukakaka amafuta.
He anoints us.
Natusiringa.
And he seals us.
N'omwoyo w'omutukuvu.
With his Holy Spirit.
I told you when we get
revealed of scriptures, we take off seals.
Because
scriptures move on to write themselves in us.
When we saw
how God's seal is made,
when
we saw the works of angels,
we saw
seal made from the scriptures.
The more
they are filled in you.
But
the words he said to us, they are spirit and they are
alive.
Remember today we are teaching how it's
made.
Now we see one of the last extreme commands which are followed.
It's
true, you must be proven in the kingdom of God.
But
what proves is this seal?
It's
very hard
to
get it
if you're
not in the gospel of the kingdom of God.
For
it, what it ends with a great secret.
And
if you say preach the gospel,
you must have
reached the last secret.
Which
gives us what here?
It
gives us humility
to accept
the revelations of God.
If we are
sent right from the young child,
or
in an old person,
or
in a youth,
but to
measure and look at
this, you
don't hinder the Spirit of God.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
But
when he tells us in Ephesians, he says
that
this seal of God,
it's
hard to get it
except
you hear the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Ephesians 1:13. Enjiri ey'obulokozi bwammwe, mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza, ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa. Olw'ekumi n'ennya, gwe musingo gw'obusika bwaffe okutuusa envuma ya Katonda lw'erinunulibwa, ekitiibwa kye kitenderezebwe.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Nti bwe twawulira enjiri.
When you heard the gospel,
omanyi olina okwegendereza enjiri
ng'ogiwulira. You have to be careful as you hear the gospel.
You know,
and the gospel has to end you in one separate.
The
word of God.
Our
Lord Jesus.
There
are other things preached to
you. And
you think you will get the seal of God.
I
prove you'll never get
it. And they
have told you.
After
hearing the gospel
of
salvation.
The gospel of
the kingdom of God.
And
we believe.
And we
are sealed by God's Spirit.
Guarantee.
That the guarantee.
Guarantee Muruganda.
What's the guarantee?
Omusingo.
Guarantee.
Ekikakasa.
What proves?
Sibwe kuri.
Is it that?
Nti gumba kuri. Obusika okoze eki?
That you hold the inheritance.
Oyinde busika bw'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Inheritance of the kingdom of God.
Kugambye musirwe neyo musango n'okwegendereza bwe bigambo bino
wamba. The seventh seal, you have to be careful of these words down.
Singa
if
kakutanda
you dare
gweno maraga wira buli bigambo byose
you just preach every word you find
obulira buli kyose
you just preach whatever
you tomanyo bashiri munjiri yobwa kabaka bwa
don't know whether it's in the gospel of the kingdom of God
na gwo mukubagunja
and it's one of you invents
abanyole kigambo cha
those who twist the word of God
abatola mune bongera
those who subtract and add in it
ngakasanga mchikwataga ne siwe
proof concerning this seal
yo musaba
or the seventh seal.
You can't
get the seal of God you're preaching.
Neither
those you're preaching to.
It's
very bad and you to be careful. You're preaching.
Even
the one they preach to.
kubanga Bible yegamba ekigambo ekyo mwesinzira neyogera nti weegenderezenga abakubuulira
otunuulira
entandikwa yaabwe ne gye
bakoba
omanyi baakuga ekigambo ekyo bwe kiba kifuluma
oyinza
okulowooza oba kyakusaaga byawa notafaayo kugamba
naye
sumba ono yatandika abuulira
kakati
ebintu byakitwala
ateyaera
mu njiri yonna gye tubuulira mu byawandinabbi ki yalijja nagaba nemujje
mukitwale
oba mutume
ki
yayogera ebigambo
ebyoomanyi
guno ate omulembe mufu
nnyo
bw'osinganana buli lwebabuulira enjiri
omuntu
abuulira ku mbeera ey'abantu bali
bubise
amerika emizimu
gitugobaomutufu
tewali njiri wabulanga
byebyo
kati gwinga agenda okuyimuka omulembe
omupya
olina okuba mulimbi okimanyi nti siru ya katonda
ey'omusanvueyomwoyo
wa mukama
enkakatako
okubanga neegendereza enjiri gye
mbuulira
obanga ya bwakabaka bwa katonda
enjiri
y'obulokozi
ey'amazima
kubanga singa sibuulira njiri
enonze
kennyini sifuna siru ya katonda oba akabonero ka katonda newankubadde abampulira kubanga bayibuli egamba nti bw'olimala okubuulira bw'oti kale oli erokola wekka n'abakuwulira awo weegendereza
n'ogambanaye
biki byengenda
obuwulirar
nga tonnagenda kugenda kulimba abaana ba
katonda
kubanga tonnakubalimba gwe osooka
okwerimba
omanyi oyinza okusigala ng'ofuna okuganjira nga amamotoka
oyinza
n'okubayambako nabo ne bavuga
naye
nga mu butuufu siru ya katonda
tebafunye
angubuulire obeereyo ng'olowooza kulyako abamotoka amayumba n'ebiringa
ebyo
naye tewalowooza ku ngeri ki gy'oyinza funa mu siru ya katonda garanti ey'obusika obwakabaka bw'omuggulu omanyi oyagala okugendayo era bwe kituuka ekyokugenda waliwo atayagala n'omusamize musabo mbw ayagala
kugenda
raba n'eribbiriri
kwe
mubbi gwe wenenye naawe oyagala mbugenda buluuza eggulu lyo
kiyawe
bonagayingira kisoboka okuliyingira mu bwangu
ddala
ogondera enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa katonda
n'obutuukirivu
bwakabaka bw'omuggulu
naye
tekisobokera ddala era nga kizibu
nnyo
singa omala galowooza nti buli njiri egenda
kuyingiza
kubanga garanti y'ogifunira
wanakabonero
akakasa nti osikidde
obwakabakaosaanidde
oyingira mu
ggulolina
ofuna siru ya katonda ngaokyali
wano
kangubuli eggulu toliyita
buzima
kintu kiri awo
malakiyingira
kakasanga n'ebintu by'obuulira biri mu butuufu bwabyo yesu
yebazibwa
omanyi ebintu ebyamagero mwebiri
naye
bye tuyita ebisuubizo bya
katonda
era tebibeerangako njiri
wabula
bino tubuulira enjiri tubiteekako mukama yatusuubiza
bwe
tunoonya obwakabaka bwa
n'obutuukirivu
nga abitwongerako bwe tubuulira ekigambo kya katonda enjiri
ebye
ne tugamba bannaabe emmere ebyamagero
mmere
y'abaana ba katonda
era
musobola okumusaba emmere yaffe
yaleero
naye tebifuukangako
njiri
tojja funa siiru zenkobulakyabika
ebyokusaala
ojja kujja kukya wano
ova
mu mubiri
badde
mulokole
ngenda
olyoka olabe malayika w'emagombe
ng'asembyawo
ate omugambe
nakozeeyo
owange tolina siru ya mukama nga bwoba otunamwogirina kati tebakubulira byamirimu ebisembayo wali mu njiri y'obwakabaka
bwaera
bw'oba oli muweereza
gezaako
nyenakikole
kubanga
kisoboka
pakasa
ngaosigadde mu njiri
y'obwakabakanjiri
y'obulokozi enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa
katondaobwakabaka
bw'omuggulu
n'obutuukirivu
kubanga kutulonza nti malayika oyo wasiru ya
katonda
ajja kujja
asiringa
embugu buli muntu
mbuamala
kulaba nga mulifunye
enjiri
y'amazimaenjiri y'obulokozi kati nemunalekanira ku nsozi nemunasikula obutebe
nemuwanikawanika
ebyo byonna bijja kuggwa
naye
kitaggwawo kyekigambo
kyakatonda
ate akirabirira paka nga kyonna kimaze
okukolakati
gwe ogenda ogaa nti musumba
yatuyitatugamba
mbu ekyamagero kyaffe kiriko erinnya
lyaffebagamba
ensomerawo ekirikaleko katonda yandize kuwandiika amannya gaffe mu bitabo ku buli kyamagero kino kya Yokaana.
Now we would have come to write upon every miracle in the book that this is for Peter and names of people.
Chino, charges.
This miracle is for this person.
I don't know.
What he promised all of us, general.
But
someone tells you that come, your miracle is attached to
all of them.
And you too,
you say,
God, you knew me for your miracle holds my name.
Nagaana kati jangu n'ekiweebwayo kubanga mukama yatwala obudde bw'okuwandikako erinnya
lyo
yesu yeebazibwe
so
bigambo byakwegendereza ddala
twabadde
twogerako kasiriikirira akabeerawo
enga
nti wabaawo ebintu ebitunuulirwa
mu
siiru eno
atuddeyoko
mu kubikulirwa essuula y'omunaana olusooka
kubikulirwa essula ya 8 olunya olusooka
Revelations 8:1
bwe yabembulira akabonero ak'omusanvu ne waba akasirikiriro mu ggulu nga kitundu kya ssaawa
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
nti bwe yajjako siiru eno
when he took off this seal
ey'omusanvu
oba akabonero
ak'omusanvu
of the seventh seal
wabaawo akasirikiriro
and there was silence
nga kitundu kya ssaawa
like half an hour
kiki ebyali awo
what was in that moment
jukira mu kaseera ako mukama waffe yesu yali asituliddwa nga
waliwo
ebyama ebyayogerwako kubanga bo bamalayika abakwata ensonda
enyezeobaali
bakatisa yesu agenze ensi
tugisaanye
malayika wa siru yafubutuke
ngaabusiba
mangu nnyo
muliyiteeko
abalina ofuna siru ya katonda
tebanakugwayo
munange sinaffe mwetwali ogamba
ate
kankulira ekintu kimu katonda bw'ayagala enkomerero etuuke
ejja
musobola ozaalanga obumyu
mwena
okitegedde abakazi ne bafuna olubuto leero abagenda ofuna bonna nga bafuna
22
emiyoni egiggwayo
walimu
biramu ebina naye olwokuba nti asigala n'essiiru eno yeetegereza
essiiri
ng'emirimu gye ndika tegituukiridde giweddeyo ne malayika ono wa siiru ya katonda okulabirira nga buli kimu kituukiridde n'akisiiringako nga bw'otuukirira ggwe n'akusiiringako n'emirimu gyonna katonda gyakola wansi w'enjuba
bw'agirabirira
okulaba nga gisiiringibwako bulungi gituukiridde
gituukiridde
atusome tuwulire tugenze mu kulukula essula eno ey'omusanvu kwagala kulaba kwebimu ebiva mu kusiriikirira okwo
kubikulirwa essula ya 7 olunya olusooka oluvannyuma nendaba bamalayika 4 nga bayimiridde ku nsonda enyeeza ensi nga bakutta empewo enyeeza ensi empewo yonna erema okukunta ku nsi newankubadde ku nnyanja newankubadde ku muti gwonna olunya olw'okubiri nendaba malayika omulala ng'alinnya okuva ebuvanjuba ng'alina akabonero kakatonda omulamu n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba bamalayika abana abaaweebwa okwonoona ensi n'ennyanja. Olunya olwokusatu ng'ayogera nti temwonoona nsi newankubadde ennyanja newankubadde emiti okutuusa lwe tulimala okuteeka akabonero abaddu ba Katonda waffe ku byenyi byabwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bw'osinziira mu kulwenesibwa ey'omusanvu.
When you're based in Revelation 7.
Omanyi tugambye nti ye bwe tuba tulaba siri tulaba siri ey'omusanvu.
You know when we see siri we see the seventh seal. Omwoyo wa Mukama. Of the Spirit of God.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
N'ekimenya kya malayika eky'omusanvu.
And the seventh group of angels.
Malayika wa siri ya Katonda.
Angel of the seal of God.
Nga bwe tuzze tumulaba.
As we've been seeing him.
Naye bw'oba otunudde ku bikwesibwa n'ey'omusanvu.
When you look to Revelation 7.
Onyolisoka
verses 1
usose kutulaga
it first showed us
ba malaika abana bakutte sonde nyeze
angels holding the four corners of the world
ne bakwesi womulimu okukikola
the ones
okujonona
were given the work to destroy it
umanyimbo mulimu gwaiba bali inzi
you know they are waiting for that their work
and say you know jivunike kino jetuliko kitunuleri wa
turn upside down that world
okusina mu Isaiah 2
according to Isaiah 24
akati ebino betuyimiriddeke
now this we stand on here
erenga biyika biveri
power right from up to falling down
ngabiyita mu buyisi
and they just pass through it
wanga yesi mu kitundu kine chawa
for the planet in the part up
kitundu chaye kine chawa
is part up there
sichi kumunge
not heavy like the ground
usubulu chibotola muno oyita
it's not hard you can break through and pass
yeso ngalwachi bine bizungirizi bifumi
that's why the rocket penetrate through the planet and get out of the planet earth
ati kuna kuronga bononesi
on that day as they destroyed the world
umenye bali batandise
you know they had begun
bo rwa ba Yesu nga ayambo
when they saw Jesus ascending
nibagamba tujonone
and they said let's destroy the world
tuchi alinda chi
what are we waiting for
malaika malaika wa siri yafutuka
the angel of the seal came quick
olwe bidagire byafuruma
by the commands released
bino bakambe banne basoke balinde
go tell them to wait
paka butuna maro kuteka kubaddu bakatonda
till we seal the servants of God
abana bakatonda siri
the children of God up till we seal them
nabasoke batulaga ka basirigwa mu gwangi ya Isaiah
and showed us those sealed the nation of Israel and BC
nani batulaga nabagendo kuva mawanga
na bika ne showed us those to come from nations and the clans and languages
kati bubera mu siri ya katonda
if you are in this seal of God
iyo musango
the seventh
seal obaka bonde ako musango
or the seventh mark
akomo yo wa mukama
the spirit of the Lord
uruboza nga nyu
you always think so much
okakasanga mutufu mukubulira ko konna
prove that in all your preaching
okomekerezanga ngabana bakatonda bafuna sirwe
and when the children of God get this seal
abatekebwa kakabondo kakatonda
and they are put upon the
atina ukafuna
and you too get
shimuro tuka mwenambo akabaka bwomo
both of you can reach in the kingdom of heaven
manje akisto kumara gabulira bulira
threatening you to just keep preaching
nofuke moto kanolia nozimba makalina na ina togenda mukuru
eat and you build store houses yet you don't go to heaven
ekigambo kirije chikomerawo
that's where the other word comes
ekiri mu mbaku
which is in mark
chigasa chigo kuri ensene
what does it profit if they
tell you
and you finish
na ino buzo moyo
and then you forfeit your soul
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
osubura okuvuga nenyonyi nozimba
right in help
na yenge injili jobadde mukugambi
the gospel you have been in
bwana kwangulo mubiri bwona tegeere sibweli yensi
when they unclothe you from the body you realize how the world is not easy
okay bwanangi
and it's in my God
tubale tuli yensi bwanangi
we are eating the world
ngabuli chimuntu chirina
and everything we had it
eranga tugamba tugakawa
the same God rich
tuli kwa chitweta
nga need nothing
tutaandisha ama TV
we got television
mushumba tumusondere ne nyoni
pastor let's pray some money for
nenga bichibi abulira
what does he preach
afuna siri yakatonda
get the seal
oba mwana mugenda chifuna
all of you are you to get
it banga yiyo kesho lokaka sango sikiru bakabaka bomu
alone can prove you inherit the kingdom of heaven
ye guarantee kugamba
the guarantee
umanyi mpozi kye kisemba woboge na mugwanga
what's the last thing when you go to the nation
oba mu Uganda no
when you come to America Uganda go to America
visa
visa
osoka nachi
what you get first
osoka naenda gamundu
you begin with your national ID
Shibu tusoka na passport. Usoka na ndaga.
You begin with your national ID.
Uliwa gwanga.
You are of which nation?
Uliwa munguru wa mgeye na.
Are you of heaven or of hell? What are you?
Aonoge na nosazachi.
And then you go get a passport.
kubanga nze mazo okukkiriza ndi mwana wa
Katonda
eri waffe muggulu eyo
ndagamu
kitange ali muggulu
my father is in heaven
kakati njagala kugenda
I want to go now
neetaaga ki
I need what
passport
the passports
nganjija hano nafuna ebigambo
ebyobulamu of life
funa okumanya okujjudde
I get the full knowledge
passport tayari
the passport is ready
visa
the visa
seal
it is the seal
amen
ogenda waka
and you go home
kaze bajikona musirunga
if they put the seal
naye mna otandikira kundaga muntu
ori wa mukeye na
ori wa muguru
you are of heaven
uburatu tukubulire ndiri ofuko mwana wa
Katonda preach you to become a child of God
usubira okutegera ngo obere nendaga muntu
that you can understand to hold your identity
wanje Yesu yebazi wenyu
praise Jesus so much
umanyika nkubulire okubulira kanguwe munsi mwe kuri
no let me tell you preaching is in the world
naye mu yali ali mu Isaiah 28 ya gamba
was in Isaiah 48 he said
unyoro mwe na nokupi
verses 9 to 10
ani gwalitegeze ebibulibwa
who will he tell what is
ani gwaliletero okumanya
he will he bring knowledge and understanding
kato kubulira wadde mukula banga kubera
mu don't you see preaching moving in the world
naye kubulira okumanya te kutira kubawo na kutegeka
I tell you rarely is that knowledge and understanding
kubera mu singa tulinganga abawulira enjiri
we are in the world as if we preach the gospel
era madini mwegali
the religions are there
naba mukwa babirozo kubaba lokole songa simbo
both thinking to be saved yet they are not born again
nga okusinira kubye babulira
the according to what they preach
bibafulumya mu bulokozi nga tebache ali
takes them out of salvation and they're no more in there
kubanga enjiri y'obulokozi
for the gospel of salvation
ye enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
the gospel of the kingdom of
bwakabaka
God the kingdom of heaven
n'obutuukiri
and the righteousness
esoko okutulagirira
which first direct and shows us
endaga mtu ya faith
our identity
twava watu dawa
where we came from where are we going
ndimunange ni wafu muguru
and our home is in heaven
era nechita fari muguru
and our father is in heaven
atemune watu kuti awane
how did you reach on the world
ndimubango ba
that they chased me
simani ngoba ngoba bamsalisha visa
don't know if whether they want
visa ngoba
they deport they get a visa
but they come test munyonye munyonye kiwanga chitere
an aeroplane like a luggage and throw out
kati kugobebwa yo kwa fecho vula te kuliko nye
kwa
kukwata ko
just this nothing concerning it much
mwe bidi na ingas
yeah they have not
walabula kana ato kusazo okudda yo wali okwa kulizo
getting back their conditions which have been put in place
okusara wana nsero
to cross this world
kuru
to enter heaven
osoka kufuna ndaga
mu first get your national identity
uli wawa
you are of where
jiwa fwe mungu
that our home is in heaven
mhm
okay
ugenda chi
going what
wanji kigambo cyane cya Katonda kitukire da mukumanya
it's the word of God reaching in knowledge
kutu wobura mu butagwa
gives us eternal life
tabaga ma njagalo rokoke
that's no
kutukire da mukumanya amazima gonda
I want you to get saved and reaching to knowing all truth
aha
okay.
Visa
the visa
seal
it is the seal
akabonera ko moyo wa Katonda
the seal of the Holy Spirit
akabonera ka Katonda
the seal of God
namunda ugenda waka
then you go home
Naiwe je kumara obuddo zunga
but you will waste time staggering
toita na ndaga muntu
don't even have your national identity
ova kurusozi runokirira
kulula this mouth naika another
oh ndio wafa mukuraje naiinga kuoma jina
yo but you don't even know of heaven
mukatona
bayo
nguru twe
bitweta heaven give us what we need
ndaga muntu yo
you
know baba nakubyo muguru eri
identity for you to share things of heaven where is it
Toyina ne mutima kwe guru uliranga ekisubizo uliranga story
heaven you hear it as a promise and a story away
Obadde obuza kibuzo kye okama yebaziwe
praise Jesus
ekibuzo kyange kiri ku seal
my question is on the seal
tulide nti ebigambo bino ebikowebwa
we've heard that this word is given you
omo malaika ono mwajja na ako lejini
out of them the angel gets to make a stone for you
kati kyembuza
now what I'm asking
jo woku musalaba
that on the one on the cross
seal ene kolebwa muchi
this seal is made out of what
subagami woku musalaba ita uliranje
they told you one of the cross never had the gospel
yelinga jumulire
had the gospel
gwa bantu babera okonga be magaza kati bayita wawo neba
wuli I'm passing but they are tapping the gospel
nga ulira nina
and here God is now
ndi aji
the
age ndi puli ndufu kati ninosara magezi natuka ndi
gospel is right after decide how we are rich
goroza chairman wafutaji uli
you think our chairman never hears the gospel You're there hearing it. And you go to steal. As you go, but you remember. I met Jesus on the way, preaching the gospel. Let me steal once. And still it convicts you more. That man was holy. He even knew Jesus was holy.
When
he spoke by the Spirit, he said, read Luke 23. We are worthy of the punishment. We do all wrong, no, is wrong. But this one is holy. Nothing wrong, is a holy man. And say, my Lord, remember me when you reach your kingdom. But I was hearing there is a kingdom. Satan came through this one. Look at you, man. But don't claim to think over that. Be among those of the cross. We don't know your preparations, how they are. From the body of God will take you out. Will it be what situation? Will not enable you even to think of God.
What do we mean if we jump moving over the car? Over the
car? Whoa! Out of the body, you're just making noise. Pain makes you forget many things. Pain, if you check
out
the body, with that pain of getting from the body, think like this. You have a young dog here. You have your child. There. They shoot a bullet. You carry a dog and you run with it, you leave your child. You put the dog on your back running with it. As you get it out of
prison,
you think it's a child. The miles will run with the dog.
Okay.
Begin to regret. And you pray for your child.
He
wants to beat the dog. No more helps. Want to come up with the child. But the bombs blew out everything there. There's even another way. He's cooking. They have a child there. They carry the charcoal stove. The bomb is exploding. They
have
got the charcoal stove on the head. Run.
They
are carrying a baby. They are running. As they check on the head. And the fire is begun to hit the head. They were not even checking it. And they wonder. And they have burnt the head. Now you think at the end when you check for the body, you repent at that point. It will explode like a bomb. You will carry a charcoal stone. That is hell. And you get the child Christ Jesus. Now think of it. It's not the way you think it, but it's the way God purposed. You have to see the counsels of God. Because of time, when we get to Revelation, the other words we have to know, which concern this seal. But in all the end of the seal, what it tries to see, that all the words of God, they are fulfilled. And in it, to prove the children of God, who have heard the gospel of the kingdom of God, they are sealed. Answering of every word and every prayer. Let me sample you of what you see tomorrow. We're back in Revelations. Revelations 8.
kubikulira sura ya 8 olunyi olusoka
Revelations 8 verses 1
bayabembula akabonera ko musanvu ne waba akasirikira omuguru nga kitundu kya sawa olunyi olwokubiri nenda baba malaika musanvu abayimira maso ga Katonda ne baweba obugombe musanvu
yes you have
praised Jesus so much
tugenda kubanga akasirikiro tukalabika vamu ebintu ebyonko ebyo
some of the things coming from the silence
okuyimiriza okulanga bikigambo kya Katonda kituukiriziddwa
don't see that every word of God has come to pass
okakasanga buli amanyiddwa okuba nti alina kuba mwana wa
Katonda whoever is meant to be a child of God
asikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda
they inherit the kingdom of God
ateekeddwa ku siri ya Katonda
they have been sealed with God's seal
kati wano tulabye bamalayika musanvu
here we see the seven angels
na ye ebimu ku ebyo malayika oyo w'omusanvu byalina okukola
okay this the seventh angel is to do
kakasa nti malayika oli
is to prove that the other
bakola nayo wakagomba ko musanvu
they work with the seventh trumpet
ngata fuwa kagomba
never sounds the trumpet
paka ngechama cha Katonda
till the mystery of God
nge injili yona bwe badde mu batume ne banabi
all the gospel has been in the apostles
ne mazo kubikulirwa ne mazo kutegeera
it's been revealed and understood
eyo chaogera mukubikulwa 10 musanvu
that's what is speaking in Revelations 10:7
at sample inga yo ulire
let's sample there and here
kubikulirwa sura ya 10 olinyolo musanvu
Revelations 10:7
na ye munaku zeddobozi lya malaika wo musanvu bwali banga agenda okufuwe kondere ekyama kya Katonda ne kiryoka kibikulirwa ngenjiri bweri gyeyabulira abaddu be bannabbi
yesu yabazibwe
praise Jesus so much
ekimu kubitunulidwa mu siru eyo
what of what has been looked in that seal
siru eyo musanvu
the seventh seal
eyo moyo wa mukama
of the spirit of the Lord
oluvanyuma lwa kasirikiro kali
after the other silence
tulaba malayika musanvu bakutte makondere musanvu
seven angels with seven trumpets
kuri kuri owo musanvu akagombeka enkoma
one of them is the seventh of the seven trumpets
abakola ni malayika oli alina siru
those working with the angel who brings the seal
owe kibi ekyo musanvu
the one of the seventh bowl
yesu yabazibwe
praise Jesus so much
Niya gama ntibwa halibana aterufuwe uwa musa.
If the seventh is about to sound the trumpet.
Echama chaka tuunda.
The mystery of God.
Nge njiri.
As the gospel.
Weli yoneya huli wa mbani.
Has been as the gospel preached in all the prophets.
Echiri oka achimuchi. Kugachiri ukachichoka kutuukirira
must have gotten revealed first
omunno mwemuli biri ebigambo
in there at the other
one tewali kinne kimwe chakwekebwa
nothing which hidden
ichitali bikuru
which will not be revealed
era gwe mulimu ogumu kwego ogwa new generation
that's part of the works of the new generation
mulembo mpyo gwino okumanya Katonda
okuti new generation with the
okubikula buli kama buli kigambo
deal every secret every word
ekibade kiranda battegero wansi wenjuba
had not yet been understood and
ekyatuukirira ekituukirira
came to pass
n'ekigendo tuukirira
that coming to pass and that which is to come to pass hada
utuka kashanga ibinja byonna omusanvu tukola nabyo
bulungi proof all the seven groups we work well with them
yaba malaika
of the angels
mumi omusanvu ejaka
to the seven spirits of God
ekikolo bujuvubwa bwomoyo omutuku
make up fullness of the Holy Spirit
tujja kuba tufunulira ku kigambo
ekyo we shall look at that word
okuba nti before owe konde iliyo musanvu
before the seventh trumpet
ganesha amecho chino kubanga
chibikudwa this tree must have gotten revealed
ngenjiri yonna bwe
as all the gospel has been
ngati muri kigambo kyo tategeera
there is no word you don't understand
kubanga kubadde muri mugwa malaika yo wasiro yo musanvu
with the work of the seventh the age of the seventh seal
okakashanga bwe kigambo katona cheyogera kitukirira
prove every word God spoke it comes to pass
bwagamba nti wali ne chimwe chitali bikwidwa
he said nothing will not be revealed
malaika yo wasiru yo musanvu
age of the seventh seal
I know kulabanga
has to say that
chiche chitanda batu wali kulirwa
machi and what
batume chibe tutuma
banabichi
what basumba chi
what
pastor abuli zicha abenjiri abagendo tukiriza
those going to fulfill it
Etwesimo kulonde ba mulembe
blessed to be chosen in the generation
kama kuwa mukisa
may God bless you
njakuwa tutaandikira
shall begin from there